Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Frieda Dammann.
Good morning, LaVon. Nice to hear from you.
Well, thank you. It's been a while. We kind of met the other day at a tourism meeting, and, you know, we haven't visited for a while, so it's time to bring us up to date on what's happening at the German House Barn Historic Farm and Church. Frieda, I know you have some events coming up, but let's go back in history a little bit. Actually, the house barn was dedicated in 2000, but the history goes way back before that.
It really does. The house barn was built in 1660 in Germany, so it's over 350 years old. What we got when they shipped it to us is about 90 to 95% of the wood part of the house barn. We reconstructed it in 1999 and dedicated it in 2000. And the gentleman in Klein Offenseth, which is the Schleswig-Holstein area of Germany, actually gave it to us. So we are very, very lucky to have been given that building. And he did it because during World War, I believe, one, but you can correct me.
Probably.
People in Iowa sent baskets of food and supplies to Germany, and his family received some of those baskets. And so he was very, very pleased to have the house barn come to Iowa.
Now, you mentioned that you had the wood shipped, but you ended up having, as I understand, some of the bricks also?
We got some of the brick, yes, and we used that. We were lucky to have some German masons who actually came to the United States in their late 20s and started their own masonry businesses here in Iowa and in Nebraska. They volunteered to come and lay all of the brick, and so on the north end of the building, on either side of the huge doors, there are patterns of brick that one of the masons from Omaha made. He wanted to do that because he wanted to use the brick that were original to the building so that his grandchildren and great-grandchildren could come back and see what a good bricklayer he was. So there's some beautiful patterns on the north end.
The story in time just continues. Now, the other outstanding feature, of course, is the roof.
Yes, it's thatch. People ask about that. They want to know if it's straw or whatever it is, but it is actually a reed, and it's grown off the island of Fehmarn, and Fehmarn is in the Baltic Sea just off the northern coast of Germany. And we had it shipped here, and actually three young men from Rostock in East Germany came and applied the thatch.
So lots of German history, German skills, German craftsmanship.
Yes.
And we probably do need to tell people this is a house barn in Germany and some other countries was not just a house.
No. It depends on which one you have. Our house barn, actually, and it should be called Barn House, which is the German name and means farmer's house. But ours had animals living in the north end, and the family lived in the south end. Not all of the house barns in Germany were like that, but ours is peculiar in that aspect.
But it's a good representation of the way some people did live. And, you know, you tell people that and they go, well, how could that be? But there were a lot of advantages to it as well as some disadvantages. And so you can learn more about that if you visit the house barn and your farm site. You know, before we go on and talk about some of the other things there, your farm site, church, and so on, we probably should remind people where this is all located.
we're on the east edge of Manning and on the south side of Highway 141. If you start out of Manning, just look to your right, and you will see the big Trinity Church sitting on the hill. And people usually notice that before they do the house barn. But mm-hmm. The house barn is on that site as well.
Okay, let's talk about the church.
Yes, Trinity Church moved 9 miles from its home out in the country to our park. The congregation had gotten small. They didn't want to let the church just sit there and kind of weather away. And they didn't want it to be destroyed by people who came in and did naughty things to
yes.
it. So they sold it to us for a dollar. and made us promise that we would take care of it. And so we built a had to build a basement for it, and we did. And then Holland Moving Company from Eagle Grove came and moved the building. And it was interesting because we had sent out press releases to all sorts of media telling them that we were going to move this church. We thought people might be interested. The only people that picked up on it was a film crew from London, England. And they came over and filmed it. They had 16 cameras going all the time and just did a wonderful job. And then it was on the National Geographic Channel under Mega Movers. And we actually... So our church has actually been on TV.
And I'm sure you have a copy of that.
We do.
Yes. And then that's sort of just, I mean, we're just getting started here because then you have the whole farm site with a number of buildings.
Yes, the farm site is quite exciting. We just happened on to buying it when we were looking for a place to put the house barn. The farm site actually had a rectangular area that was just grass. It was big enough to put the house barn on. But the rest of the site had pretty much gotten overgrown, and trees were all over, and it was kind of a mess when we finally got started on it. But after we got it cleaned up and looked around, we realized that we might have something a little extra. And so we did have an application into the National Register of Historic Places, and it is on that National Register. So we do have that historic place. And we've been told just recently that probably it's one of a very, very few because it has all of the buildings yet. There are no buildings that have been destroyed on it. So it's original, and that kind of is unusual. I guess you can find houses like ours in other places and barns like ours in other places, but it's rare to have the whole set of buildings.
Okay. And, of course, I really am fond of the house. It is a bungalow-style, mission-style,
yes.
And you've furnished it with all that beautiful mission-style furniture. So if you like that, or if you just would like a little lesson in what great mission-style furnishings are, this would be a good place to visit. And just kind of, I always ooh and ah kind of over the craftsmanship that it takes to put all of that together, the house and the furnishings. Now, Frida, you, I want to also talk about using that space, but before we do that, I also want you to mention about the Kinderfest.
Oh, Kinderfest is Father's Day weekend. It's the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. Kinderfest is an ongoing celebration. I think 125 or 120.
I think that's right.
Something like that. Anyway, and I've been going to it all that time, so not for the...
Well, not quite, Frida.
About 47 of them. When my husband, we were married, my husband suggested I go to it. I went, and it was just a bunch of kids walking on the street. I didn't think that was too exciting. But then we had children of our own, and then we saw the importance of it. It's a great day for kids, and it comes from Germany, where they used to, at the end of the school year, play games and have competitions and things like that. And so it really is part of our heritage. And they do still have a ball throw for girls to select the queen, and they also have shooting for the boys to elect the king of the day, which it would be like they did back in Germany.
Okay, remember that's Father's Day if you'd like something to take your kids to and have a good time. Now, you have a number of the buildings that can be used in various ways. This is the wedding season is sort of just starting, and I understand you have a lot of weddings planned there.
We do. We have 20 for this season, which is pretty great. We're excited about it. Several of them use the church, and so most of them use the reception hall in the conference center. Some of them just use the church, and some of them just use the conference hall. But we have a great, great schedule of activities back there to look forward to. We have not only the weddings, although that's probably the most fun for me because I like seeing the girls and seeing their decorations. We've got one going on this weekend, and she's working hard back there decorating for her wedding. But also because we also have other events going on. August the 9th, we will have a concert by Brad Morgan. Brad Morgan is our local grown country singer who has really become very, very popular. If you know anything about the River Ruckus and Guthrie Center, he's competing in that and so far has just sailed to the top of that. So we think he's going to be doing some great things. In fact, he met Kenny Chesney the other day and got some advice from him. But anyway, he's going to be performing here on August the 9th as a fundraiser for our Freedom Rock. We actually have the Carroll County Freedom Rock located in our Willow Creek Park. Bubba Sorensen, who does the Freedom Rock at Greenfield, decided to do a Freedom Rock tour, and so he wants to paint one rock in each of the 99 counties.
Wow.
So we applied, and guess what?
You have it. Very good. Well, Frieda, there's much more that we could talk about, and hopefully we'll get to visit with you again. But in the meantime, if people want more information, you do have a website. The easy one is manningiowaia.com. The other one, German House Barn, but you got to spell House, H-A-U-S. So German, H-A-U-S-barn.com. Gets lots more information about tours and all that kind of good stuff, what the cost is. And, you know, it's just a great thing to have in our area, and people need to get up there and visit you.
Thank you. We have tours coming up this month already.
All right. Thank you very much, Frieda Dammann at Manning, telling us about the German House Barn Historic Farm and Church, the historic park there. Until next time, here's a thought. You cannot sit on the road to success. If you do, you will get run over.